It's common for people strolling the beaches of Puget Sound to encounter a gray lump that turns out to be a seal pup. It's also common for well-meaning people to want to shoo them back into the water, but this can do more harm than good. A band of volunteers are trying to educate people. Correspondent Katie Campbell explains.
Throngs of newly weaned seal pups have been popping up on West Seattle's beaches, but it's no cause for alarm. Pups need time on shore to rest and regulate their body temperature. A pup scared back into the water too soon wastes energy and becomes vulnerable to predators.
Seals spend half of their life on shore. They nurse, they give birth, they rest. So they have as much right to be on the shore as we do. So why not make it a little bit easier for them to survive?
That's Brenda Peterson. She founded Seal Sitters, a group of volunteers from Seattle who are ready at a moment's notice whenever a seal pup comes ashore.
Does he look healthy?
These volunteers are essentially babysitters for young seals. They cordon off the area around the animals with yellow tape to make sure the pups aren't harassed. Then they sit back on lawn chairs and keep vigil from about 100 yards away. They train their binoculars on the pups' every move.
I think over there on the platform that's...
People of all ages volunteer with seal sitters. 11-year-old ATN Rush Lay has been seal sitting for 4 years.
When they come up, when you see them on the shore, they're just resting. And that's what we call hauling out. So if they're a pup, it's usually when their mother is going fishing for them. They're really great. They're amazing seals.
Volunteers watch out for seals year-round on Seattle area beaches. Seal birthing in Puget Sound begins again in June. In Seattle, I'm Katie Campbell.